Today, our Catechetical Corner is taken from the celebration of the Christian mystery on the section of the Catechism on the liturgy. And I want to talk about the Liturgy of the Hours, paragraphs 1174 to 1178. And it reminds us that the Liturgy of the Hours, this is one of the ways we extend the grace and celebration of the Eucharist throughout the day. The Liturgy of the Hours is the official prayer of the Church, where the mystery of Christ, his incarnation and Passover, which we celebrate in the Eucharist, especially at the Sunday Assembly, permeates and transfigures the time of each day through the celebration of the Liturgy of the Hours, otherwise known as the Divine Office. This celebration, faithful to the apostolic exhortation to pray constantly, is so devised that the whole course of the day and night is made holy by the praise of God. In this public prayer of the Church, the faithful, clergy, religious, and lay people, exercise the royal priesthood of the baptized. So the Liturgy of the Hours is for all. That's what I wanted to point to today in the Catechetical Corner. Laity are not required to pray the office, but are highly encouraged to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. And when we pray this way, we pray as Jesus prayed, because we're praying the Psalms of the Church, the way Jesus, as a pious first century Palestinian Jew, would have prayed each and every day. And so we're imitating Christ. I especially encourage the laity to at least pray the morning prayer and evening prayer, if they can, the office of the Church. It's a great way of connecting to the sanctoral calendar and the liturgical calendar of our Church, and to pray along. It's the official prayer of the Church, and it's therefore very efficacious, as the entire community throughout the world prays these same prayers, these same psalms, these same canticles together. And so I highly encouraged it. You can read more about that in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, starting at paragraph 1174, the Liturgy of the Hours.